Happy New Year, Dreamers. Merit Onsa here, host of the Devoted Dreamers podcast. If you're new to me, welcome. So glad to have you. In case you have been around for a little while, you maybe know that I have been away from social media. I have been away from the podcast. It has been quite a break. I took 4 weeks. So December 4th was the last episode of the podcast that posted. And this little hiatus of both things has been so good for me. It has given me rest for my mind and space for my heart to really reflect on the Advent season and to be open to what God has next. And you know, I won't say that the clouds opened up and I got any miraculous answers about what's next. In fact, there have been some personal and health challenges in our family over these last several weeks, and I really needed the space. God knew that. So while I kind of had an expectation of revelation, it really was just a season of Sabbath and rest. Not all of it. Christmas Day was crazy. But overall, it was a much needed break, and I'm really grateful for having done it. And so I actually would really encourage you, if you have considered any sort of time off from whatever it is that you're doing, from your dream or just from social media, whatever it is, I really encourage you in that, because I know that our hearts and our minds and our brains need a little bit of difference, a little bit of release. So we've also kind of had some switch ups in our childcare because of our nanny share needing to change her situation. And so in the midst of a lot of changes, I'm still asking God to help me remain open to dreaming. And it's not always easy, but what I want you to hear this season, I've got 5 things that have just really been on my heart that I want for you in this new season of the Devoted Dreamers podcast. And number one is that it is okay to take a season of rest, but it doesn't have to look like anyone else's. And so you do what rest needs to look like for you. I have a friend who takes every Tuesday off of any requirements that might fall on her for the rest of the week. And that is rest for her. For me, sometimes it's a little bit of a break from kids. Love them, but sometimes you need some time away. So, you know, whatever it might look like for you, it's okay to take a season of rest, even if you've got a big dream. Now, of course, you know, consider what deadlines you have ahead of you, but plan it and take it is so worth it. Okay, number two, what I want you to hear this season of the podcast is that God loves you more than you can imagine. You are his beloved. You are so dear to him. You are his daughter, and he loves you like his own because you are his own. Number three, that he has given you good gifts to pursue in this life and that they are for your good and his glory. This is always the message of the Devoted Dreamers podcast, but I do want to emphasize it again, that even if you're over there like, well, I don't know what my God-shaped dream is, that he has given you good gifts. It doesn't mean that, like I said, the clouds are going to part and the rainbows are going to come and fairy dust and magic is going to like fall on you and you're going to know your dream. But he has given you good gifts. So whatever it is that he has created you for today, pursue those with all your heart. Okay, number four, that he is with you always, no matter what. He is not flighty or forgetful or absent ever. He is there. He is with you. And you can trust him. You absolutely can trust him. And then number five, that if he's given you a dream or not given you a dream, or you're still trying to figure out if you can trust him with your dream or with your life or with your eternity, he will use all of those things, any certainty, any uncertainty, to draw you to himself, to help you know your need for him. It might be a little uncomfortable. It might even hurt, this process. It might be hard. In fact, if you're human living on this earth, all of that is pretty much likely, if not guaranteed. But it doesn't mean that God is not good, because he is incredibly good and he loves you so. Those are the 5 things that I want you to hear from this season of the podcast. Okay, now I've got a little bit of an update. If you were around in 2019, you heard me talk about the audiobook that I was working on for the entire year of 2019, 10 of the 12 months. Each one, I recorded a solo episode, which all kind of started at the urging of my pastor and some other friends that people were saying, I kind of want to hear from you, Merritt. You have this podcast. Like, let's hear your voice. So the audiobook that I'm talking about, and in a couple of recent episodes, like back in November, I was calling it an ebook. It's an audiobook. It is a summation of those solo episodes from the last year, which really ultimately are the path that I have taken to pursue my God-shaped dream and the things that God has taught me along the way that I think would be helpful to someone else on their journey. So maybe it would be helpful to you. I hope if you have missed any or all of those solo episodes from last year, I mean, they're all still available, but if you want something in like one format that you don't have to like search around for it or click a bunch of links, this audiobook might be for you. This is still a work in progress. I don't have a launch date yet, but I do know that it takes 10 days for Audible to approve once you've submitted. And between now and then, that submission date, I've got a bunch of editing to do in terms of piecing all that together. So the other exciting piece that you must know for this audiobook, if you're interested in it, is that I have two bonus chapters for those of you who do purchase the book. And it's possible that I will be offering those as part of a special limited time offering for patrons, anyone who joins or upgrades via patreon.com/devoteddreamers in the month of January. Still kind of piecing together all the details on that. So stay tuned. I will be sure to let you know when any of that is available for you to grab. But I'm thinking the audiobook as a whole, it may be like the end of February before that is actually available. And then a little bit of update on what I'm doing with solo episodes in the coming year. So I had this plan in 2019, and here I am coming into 2020, and I don't really have as much of a plan, but I have some topics tucked away, questions that people have asked in the past, and things that I have kind of thought about doing solo episodes on. But in fact, if there is something that is or would be super interesting to you to hear me talk about on a solo episode, I would love to know that. So connect with me either via my website at MerrittOnsa.com or Instagram, MerrittJO, or in the Facebook group, Devoted Dreamers Insiders. Would love to hear your thoughts and specific requests for solo episodes in the coming year. But some of the things that I have been considering and haven't really stepped forward on are what I've learned in 3.5, almost 4 years of podcasting. I did one of these back at 2 years, you know, maybe an update with some new stuff. I've definitely learned stuff in the last year and a half since I did that last one. So if you wanted to get started podcasting, kind of exactly how you would do that or how I did it, what I learned along the way, maybe some shortcuts, then some of you know that I have taken on a part-time job in kind of a financially challenging season for our family. And I have to say, as I've like looked back on the last 7 months of this, that it has been the most incredible experience with my supervisor, possibly the best training and ongoing support of any job I have ever had, which is not at all what I expected. And so I have had requests to share more about that. So I may do a solo episode on that topic, specifically related to like what it looks like to supervise people in a really effective way. I don't feel like I've ever been super good at that, but I have learned some things from the gentleman that I'm working with, and I would love to share those with you. So whether that's something that might help you in your workplace or people that you might supervise who assist you with your dream. And then someone else asked how I might or how they might create and budget for a retreat or another type of event. So those are the topics that I have on my radar and would love to hear any suggestions from you as well. And then my third and final update is something I'm going to try out in 2020. Look at me trying new things at the turn of the year. It's kind of exciting and fun. So I'm launching into this new thing called strategy sessions. So over the break, a listener reached out to me and asked how to start a podcast. And we had this wonderful phone call. She asked incredible questions. And later I was like, why didn't I record that so that I could share it with you? So I went back with and talked with her, and she has already said yes to revisiting that conversation, including adding some new questions that she has as now she's getting started and offering that as an episode. I'm thinking maybe doing a strategy session every other month, probably balancing those with the solo episodes. I would really like to begin offering these to listeners. What that means if I do them every other month is there would be 6 slots for 2020. So would love to be able to provide that so that you could benefit from those conversations. And if you particularly are interested in learning more about being one of those strategy sessions, whether that's getting on a call with me to brainstorm something you're thinking about or to kind of make a choice between 2 good options, whatever it is that you have mulling around, like I'd love for you to be kind of like in process with something related to your dream, but message me and let's talk about how I might help you move forward in taking that next step through like a quick 20 or 30 minute call that we would record and share here on the podcast. Okay, and looking forward to next week, which is when the podcast will relaunch. That is January 15th. I am excited to share with you Misty Phillip. She is the host of the By His Grace podcast and founder of the Spark Christian Podcast Conference, which is happening for the first time in Houston, Texas in February of this year. So coming up soon. She's actually giving away a ticket to that conference on the episode. So come back if you're interested. That's coming up next week. So I can't wait to share that with you. If you are a subscriber, it will pop right into your app like this episode likely did. In the meantime, if you have a dream on your heart, if you're confused about how to move forward on that dream, or you have fear, anxiety, or you worry that you are not enough, if you're halted by comparison because somebody else is already doing your dream, or you're struggling to believe that there is anything God could ever use you for, welcome to season 7. You are about to receive the encouragement you need to pursue that dream. Through the stories of women just like you who have faced their fears, fought back lies, taken bold steps, and are still in the middle of doing just that, stick around and you will be emboldened to take your next step, to grow in confidence in your identity in Christ, become sure of his faithfulness in your life, and be inspired by the good he will fuel through you in the world. Because sister, the victory is already yours.